Hey guys, ECRG here. This is actually the second time I'm recording this video because for some reason when I did the screen capture, it didn't record, but whatever. So basically I'm just going to be doing a voiceover over what I was doing before and we'll try and have it match up, but this will end up probably being shorter because I'm just going to summarize everything that was discussed. But so basically guys, this video is going to be about Medpace. We're going to be doing Glassdoor reviews. The first company is going to be Medpace. And basically, a lot of people have issues with Glassdoor reviews, or a lot of people, the corporate people, the HR people or whatever, because they claim that the first part of the reviews, like there's going to be a lot of negative reviews, there's going to be a lot of very positive reviews. And because those are the people that tend to review more. And I basically think that is more or less a cop out for them not wanting to, you look at the reviews and see what people say about them. At a company like Medpace, they've got 207 reviews, 146 jobs, 458 salaries. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of data. So obviously there's not going to be all crap there. And you know, if a lot of people are saying the same thing, this is a great time for companies to look at that data and see what needs to be changed and see what doesn't need to be changed. So I think that matters, that's important, and they should definitely take that into consideration. So, a lot of the reviews on here I couldn't exactly view because it says you have to write a review. So I pretty much, once this starts, I bring out my phone and, just read them there and I just show you guys on there. But basically what I'm saying here is, Medpace is a CRO, and, you know, for a lot of people that may not know what a CRO basically helps the sponsor bring a drug through the phases of a clinical trial. Millions and millions of dollars, takes lots of years, sometimes even billions of dollars. Really expensive process, but it's more efficient usually for the big sponsor like a Pfizer to hire a CRO to handle it. So that's what this channel is about. And a lot of people might be new to this channel. And, you know, this is the first time we've ever done a Glassdoor review. So I'm sure a lot of people use Glassdoor for their salary. Figuring out salary information, figuring out interview information. Great website. I use it all the time. Wanted to start with Medpace because I have interviewed with them before. And I look at their Glassdoor reviews all the time when I was interviewing and, you know, just keeping up with stuff around the industry. I tend to look at Glassdoor a good amount. So without further ado, this thing may not be totally synced up. All right, just fixed it. So basically we're going through here and, you know, you see something like not a great company to work for. Teamwork makes the dream work. So you see the positive and negative reviews. So we're just going to go through here. So basically, you see a lot of positives, you see a lot of negatives. So a lot of the pros are free lunch every day, complimentary on-site fitness center, flexible schedule, good work-life balance, and a positive atmosphere. A lot of people mentioned the free lunch every day and the fitness center, which they liked. And a lot of people did talk about that work-life balance, which they liked as well. So that's probably why it's on the highlights. And then one of the big cons was poor communication from upper management. That's a huge con. People hated that. So this person here that says terrible culture, they literally said exactly what I just said. You know, free lunch, free parking was great. Some of the cons they said were salaried employees must log time in the system if they leave without putting in an 8.5 hour day, little room for advancement, terrible maternity leave, dang, 6 weeks at 60% salary, or 6 weeks unpaid. Yikes. But that's one of the great things about having so many different companies to work for is, you know, you can mix and match the benefits. And, you know, we talk about all the time on this channel is when companies consolidate, especially CROs, when those consolidate, it's bad for the employees and the workforce. We do not want that. So let me see. This person, not a great company to work for. They basically said management is terrible. They not listen to employees and the communication is never clear. The training is an absolute joke. Then they gave some advice, you know, listen to your employees and show some appreciation for them. When employees feel valued, they will stay with the company and actively seek out ways to improve the department from the people who actually perform the job every day. And, you know, that's one of the big things is when people get high up, upper level management, they tend to forget what it's like for the people actually doing the work at the bottom. And they don't really take their input into consideration. They just want to save money, save money, save money. And one example is this of this is people that are on the phones a lot. They would want more privacy, whether it's, you know, more rooms to make phone calls or, you know, having higher walls at their desk so that they're not, you know, talking face to face with, you know, their coworker next door or coworker across the way. They want a little bit more privacy there when they're making their phone calls for business purposes. Sorry, that's my ESPN going off there. This next person, clinical research associate, said they don't pay well. CRA's at the bottom of the barrel on the company ladder. And that really seemed to be a common thread here with that. The CRAs at MedPace, they are newer. This is one of the companies, the only companies that has a CRA program where you can get hired out of college to become a CRA with them. Most companies have done away with that because it is very hard to sell to a sponsor that a CRA is ready to take on their study and is going to handle their study and the protocol and know what they do without a couple years of experience. So this is one of the companies that does train you to be a CRA without experience. So they said they don't pay well. I don't really worry. I wouldn't worry about that at all if you're being a CRA out of college, but they are at the bottom. Let me see this. This other person who's a CRA said, if you leave, you end up paying for your PTO. Yikes. And then they went on a whole soliloquy there. Let's go to this person that said, does not recommend. They said, vacation and sick time is generous. However, you are allowed to use your entire allotment as of January 1. If you use time for maternity leave, you will owe if you leave before the end of the year. Cons, they said, the work environment is poor. If you are a hard worker, you will be overloaded with work and punished if you fail to deliver. Overtime is expected with minimal merit. Increases are worthless bonuses. Coworkers use one another as scapegoats when things go wrong. The turnover is astronomical. It is clear management doesn't care to retain its employees. There's no work-life balance. So they do not recommend it. They've given one star out of five. Not that great. Wow. So, yeah, I mean, that is something that other people mention is the turnover. Then this person that said false pretenses. So, well, a lot of the pros, they said talented, smart workforce, easy to make new friends, nice equipment, new building. Then they wrote this big essay for cons. And I'm going to read it real quick. This company fails to evaluate employees, in particular the CRA group. It only takes the bottom dollar line and is vividly expressed through the compensation provided, the treatment of its employees, and the policy changes. For instance, the compensation is well above the industry standard, but they will tell you during recruitment that if you're patient, you will reap the benefits of a higher salary in due time after training. And I meant the compensation is well below the industry standard. For instance, the culture of the company is to instill fear and paranoia by micromanaging all staff and threatening jobs over minor mistakes. Submitting an incorrect expense report or you were seen on the phone. Those are examples of mistakes. For instance, policy changes are continually being made to benefit the company and not the employee. You know, for example, you're being required to take budget airlines, increase the number of visits per year to make bonus, and they restructure your promotions and they scrutinize every detail of your expense report. So in reflection of these policies, the turnover rate continues to remain high and management does nothing to make processes transparent. So it's no secret that when turnover rate is high, that you end up spending more money. So I don't know why companies would continue to do that. You do not want high turnover, slows down timelines, etc. So let's see, we're moving on here. I got a CRA, 5 stars. So maybe this is one of the things that people talk about with reviews is this person gave five stars, but they've only got 1 or 2 lines here. They got flexible, everyone is kind and helpful, and then they have cons, no con, and they approve of everything. So maybe the people that give negative reviews offer a little bit more to be desired in the review. Positive reviews tend to not have as much written there. And, you know, there's not much said here, but MedPace actually responds to this review. And I don't see them responding to a lot of others. So this person, 4 stars, same thing. Grow your career. MedPace provides entry-level opportunities and helps facilitate career growth. Cons: limited work from home opportunities. You hire good quality individuals. It is time to trust them and empower them to make decisions on their own. And MedPace responds to this one too. They responded October 3rd, 2017. So it looks like they're only responding to the good reviews, which they really should be responding to all reviews. I mean, look, there's only 207 reviews. They should write a response to every single one. That's a mistake. You know, I respond to every single comment on this channel, and I do that. And I'm sure the HR person is making a lot more money than I am from this channel, so they have no reason not to respond to every single one, especially the bad reviews. You want to be able to smooth that out. I mean, it's just customer service. That's your job in HR, is customer service. So you gotta do better there. Let's see what else. They judge you on a mock exam score without even seeing you monitor. And this person was there more than a year. So they talk pros, free gym, soda, salad for lunch, etc., etc. The cons are manager oversight, low salary, difficult, and lack of access to help during training. So we see this over and over again. Manager oversight, low salary, etc., etc. So I'm not going to bore you with any more of these reviews. They all pretty much say the same thing. Oversight, 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 and salaries are too low. But once again, there's a lot of demand for people to become CRAs entry level right out of college as soon as possible. And they're one of the only companies with that program. So of course they're going to be able to lowball you for a CRA. You know, CRA ones typically make anywhere from 60 to 75, maybe 80. 80 is very high. $60,000 to $75,000. So of course they're gonna only pay you 50K, maybe 40K, 45K in that range for a CRA, because they know you're not gonna be able to be a CRA anywhere else. So it's kind of take it or leave it. And that's that. I mean, just supply demand economics on that one. But, you know, people talk about the management issues. People talk about the training is an issue. I've also read reviews on Glassdoor about how they basically wait after you get enough experience as a CRA, they fire you because they want to hire you with somebody cheaper that they're not going to have to give raises to. They're just going to replace you with the new entry-level CRA. So I've heard reviews like that also. So you've seen it. You've seen the reviews. You get the gist of it. You can go on there and read the other ones. They, you know, MedPace, I mean, I've had experience with them. I've interviewed with them a couple times, just the preliminary interview. You know, I'm applying for that entry-level CRA position that they have right out of college. And, you know, they were nice and everything. but I've heard that they do fire people from that program for making small mistakes. I mean, you're brand new to clinical research. How are they going to expect you not to make mistakes? Well, they do fire you from the program, I've heard. So it can be cutthroat over there. But, you know, there's mixed reviews. Some people like it. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't like it. So, I mean, the review is what it is, 2.4 out of 5 over hundreds of reviews. So, I mean, it is what it is. And clearly they're reading the reviews because they respond to some of them. So they know what their criticisms are. We'll see if they adapt to that or change that in 2018 and 2019 and 2020 and beyond. So we'll see. They have been growing. They've wanted to make a presence felt all over the USA. And, you know, wish them much success in doing so. So, this is really the first time we've done this. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Want to have more of these Glassdoor reviews for sure. We'll do some of the other CROs, Quintile, I mean, IQVIA. We'll do Cineos. We'll do Parexel. We'll do PPD, you know, the big ones. Maybe even Chiltern, if you guys enjoy this. And that's it for today's video, guys. Email us at eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com for any inquiries. You want your resume reviewed, we'll do that. Email us there, guys, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care now.